Letters 5074, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 50. All friends, dwell in that which is pure, and wait for the power of God to preserve you in that which is pure, up to God. And know the seed of God in one another, that the knowledge which is after the flesh may die, and know the power of God in one another. Let your faith stand in that which throws out the earthly nature and the loftiness of man, which overturns the worldly wisdom and the carnal knowledge, which is brutish and devilish. Dwell in that which is pure, that you may be able to discern and savor and comprehend that which is not pure, and wait in that which is pure, to have your minds guided thereby, which will let you see God and show you your evil thoughts and judge them, and is a cross to your evil desires, wills, and lusts. I say, dwell in that which is pure, which will guide you to God. But if you lust, as before said, then the pure is veiled, and the light mind speaks at random, with a drunken spirit, and not from the mouth of the Lord. And there lodges the dreamer, and the lying spirit, and the false prophet, and that which is like the truth but is not the truth. But dwelling in the truth, this will be discovered. And wait upon God in that which is pure, for the receiving of that which comes from God, which is living, which nourishes up to everlasting life. So God Almighty be with you. George Fox, 51. To friends, concerning the cross of Christ, the power of God that leads out of the world to the world that is without end. The cross is to the carnal part, which is the ground of images, the ground of the seducers, and the ground of the false prophet and antichrist. The cross is to that ground, to the root and life of it. This being minded, which is pure and eternal, it makes a separation from all other lovers and brings to God, and the ground of evil thoughts comes to be opened, and the cross is to that ground, which cross overturns the world in the heart. Which cross must be taken up by all who follow Jesus Christ out of the world which has an end, into the world which is without end, and all the evil things of the world must be denied. For who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, but where the world is standing, the cross is not lived in. But dwelling in the cross to the world, here the love of God is shed abroad in the heart, and the way is opened into the inheritance that does not fade away, where nothing shall enter which is defiled. For God is not seen except in the eternal light from which all pure wisdom comes. This treasure is not seen except with the spiritual eye, nor received except by the pure in heart and by those who dwell and abide in the eternal light. But the carnal heart may get the words from those who had received the wisdom, who dwelt in the fear of the Lord. But those who live without the fear may get their words, and yet know not wisdom's gate, from which those words proceeded, having the old bottle. All watch, therefore, and see what you possess. For all who gave forth the Holy Scripture, who dwelt in the fear of God, they possessed the life which those words proceeded from, and the secrets of the Lord were with them. Therefore, all in your measure, which is of God, wait, that it may guide your minds up to God and follow it, and not your evil desires nor the lust of the world. For the fear of the Lord will keep your hearts clean, and the true wisdom will be with you in the pure heart. And everyone who has this light, which Christ has enlightened them with, the deeds that are evil you know to be so by the light. And this light will be their condemnation, you know it to be so. And all who witness this light and love it, their eye is in their head, which is Christ, if they are 10,000s. George Fox, 52. To friends in the North. All friends in Westmoreland, Lancashire, Cumberland, Northumberland, Bishopric, and about Newcastle, whose minds are turned to the light, meet together and wait upon the Lord and keep your several meetings in the light of Christ, that all your hearts may be joined together, and you all kept in unity up to God, the Father of lights. The Lord God Almighty keep you and preserve you, that you may all see the blessings of God, for the blessings of the Lord are among you. And that you all with the light may know your minds kept up to God, to receive the wisdom of God, by which all things were made. That with it you may come to order the creatures, and in the wisdom of God you may be preserved to walk wisely. And that neither deceit nor slothful spirits is among you, or hangers-on, getting the form, who speak of what they are not. All such I do deny, and with the light all such are to be condemned. Such encumber the ground and stain the earth, that it cannot enjoy her Sabbaths, nor yield her increase. They that are so and act contrary to the light are by it to be condemned, and with it I do deny them, which light is one in all your consciences, that with the light your minds may be kept up to God, and all that which is contrary may be condemned to the fire, which is for the fire. And I warn you all, in the presence of the living God, to take heed to the measure of the grace of God. that with it your minds may be kept up to God, and that you may all come to profit in the Spirit. And from you all God does look for the fruits of that Spirit, of which a manifestation is given you to benefit all. And to you this is the word of the Lord. O friends, mind the seed of God and the life of Christ, and take heed of being hurried with many thoughts, but live in that which goes over them all, that in it you may reign, and live in the seed of God. George Fox 53 Concerning the Duty of All Friends in Truth. All friends everywhere, that have wives, or that have husbands, or that have children, or that have servants, or servants that have masters, or children that have parents that are not friends, this is to you all that are in the light, which lights every man that comes into the world. That they that act contrary to the light and believe not in it, who know not the word and will not be one with the word, speaking to them, that your chaste conduct, you walking in the light which comes from the word, may answer to the light in them, which they hate and walk contrary to. That your chaste conduct may judge them, and you may win them by your chaste conduct, walking in the light, which answers the light in them with which they are enlightened, which light comes from the word, which casts down all that is contrary to it. That they that act contrary to the light, beholding your chaste conduct and your good works, the light which they act contrary to may make them confess to your good conduct, and glorify your Father which is in heaven, who are born of the light, children of light. That you may receive the wisdom from above, which is neither earthly, nor sensual, nor devilish, with which you may be ordered to the glory of God, and with that order all that you have to order. And to you this is the word of the Lord. George Fox postscript, honoring all men, is reaching that of God in every man, for that brings to seek the honor of God, the other fades and reaches not to that of God in man. For the saints which were to honor all men were in that of God which reached to that of God in all men. And they that are not in the Spirit of God dishonor the Son and revile men, honoring and setting up that which is out of the truth, which is to be trodden under foot. George Fox 54. This is to be sent among friends who are in the light. All my dear brethren, babes of God, born of the immortal seed, whose dwelling is in the power that upholds all things, which power is made manifest, which has brought you to him that was in the beginning, before the world was, and with the life to comprehend the world, and that which is in it, and what it is, and what it lies in. All my dear babes of God, who are in the arms of the Almighty, dwell in the light, that you may be manifested to the light of God in all consciences, that to the light which is of God, people's minds may be directed, and they come to receive the life, and to witness it that gave forth the Scriptures. That with the light you may see them who act contrary to the light, who are for the sword, who are for the hammer, and who are for the fire. Here not a deceiver shall stand, nor a false prophet, nor an antichrist who oppose the light, but with the light all such are seen and comprehended, which light is eternal, and was before the world was, which comprehends the world, which light is one in every man's conscience, which light is the condemnation of all that hate it, and of all that profession that is acted in that nature contrary to the light. My babes, dwell in the light in the immortal seed of God and grow up in it, and be clothed with Christ's zeal, having his mind. That with the light you may see them who are turned from the light and act contrary to the light, who with the light are to be condemned. And so all they that make a profession of the Scriptures declared from the light and act contrary to the light that comes from Christ Jesus, and yet profess his command, their zeal is without knowledge, and they will persecute. For they that are in the self-righteousness are in that nature that acts contrary to the light, who with the light are to be condemned, which light leads to Christ and brings to witness him, the Lord of righteousness. Therefore dwell in the light, that to the light in all consciences you may be made manifest, to turn them from the darkness to the light, and so to Christ from where it comes. That with the light everyone may see their salvation, Christ Jesus, and so you may bring everyone to sit under the vine Christ Jesus, and bring everyone into the light, which comprehends the world, which is the world's condemnation, and all them that hate it. And bring everyone to the light, which condemns all evil deeds and works of darkness and works of the flesh, that with the light they may all see what shall enter into the kingdom of God and what not. And bring all into the light, that they may see the false prophets and the antichrists and deceivers, which are all in that nature which acts contrary to the light, in which light is unity, with which light are they all condemned. And to you this is the word of the Lord. And he who turns from the light, and gets the words of them that knew what they declared from the light, and makes a profession of them, his knowledge is brutish. But he who dwells in the light, and with the light sees Christ, his knowledge is from that which is eternal. With which light the other is condemned, who acts contrary to it, though he may have the words declared from it. And all who are turned from the light, and make a profession of the words declared from the light, and gather there a great deal of wisdom, yet their minds are turned into the earth, which is a seat for the devil. There is the sensualness, there is the devilishness, and earthliness, there is the wisdom that is from below, which is acted in that nature contrary to the light, with the light that is comprehended, and with the light that is condemned. That wisdom is from below. But the light leads the mind up to Christ from where it comes, to receive the wisdom which is from above, and condemns that which leads from the light, for that is pure and gentle which is from above. But the other is sensual, earthly and devilish, perverse and envious, and is with the light comprehended and condemned, which light is against the false prophet, whose words, knowledge, and wisdom is not from it. George Fox 55 Concerning the Spiritual Warfare. The word of the Lord God to all my brethren, babes, and soldiers that are in the spiritual warfare of our Lord Jesus Christ. Arm yourselves like men of war that you may know what to stand against. Spare not, pity not that which is for the sword of the Spirit, plague and famine, and set up truth, and confound the deceit which stains the earth and cumbers the ground. The dead stinks upon the earth, and with it the earth is stained, therefore bury it. And wait in the light which comes from Jesus to be clothed with his zeal, to stand against all them who act contrary to the light which comes from Jesus, and yet profess the words declared from the light, which are sayers, but not doers. All such are to be trodden without the city underfoot, and woe proceeds from the Lord against all such, and the stone is falling upon such, and fallen, to grind them to powder. Arm yourselves like men of war. The mighty power of God goes along with you, to enable you to stand over all the world, and spiritually to chain, to fetter, to bind, and to imprison, and to lead out of prison, to famish, to feed, and to make fat, and to bring into green pastures. So the name and power of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And go on in the work of the Lord that you may trample upon all deceit within and without. And all they who are gathered together with the light, and their minds turned towards Christ Jesus, who does enlighten them, that they may all see the Lord Jesus among them, their head, and they his branches. In the light waiting, and growing up in Christ Jesus from where it comes, they may bring forth fruit to the glory of his name. And all waiting and walking in the light, with it you will see the Lord Jesus among you. And you will see with the light all that hate it, who profess Christ Jesus' words declared from his light, and walk not in it. By his light are they, and all their professing condemned. And to you this is the word of the Lord. George Fox 56. To call the minds out of the creatures. All friends of the Lord everywhere, whose minds are turned within towards the Lord, take heed and hearken to the light within you, which is the light of Christ and of God, which will call your minds to within, as you heed it, which were abroad in the creatures. That by it your minds may be renewed, and by it turned to God, with that which is pure to worship the living God, the Lord of hosts, over all the creatures. That which calls your minds out of the lusts of the world, will call them out of the evil affections and desires, and turn you from them, and set your affections above. And the same which calls your minds out from the world's teachers and the creatures, and to have your minds renewed, there your obedience is to be known and found. And there the image of God is renewed, and you come to grow up into it. That which calls your minds out of the earth turns them towards God, where the pure babe is born in the virgin mind, and the babe's food is known, and the children's bread witnessed, which comes from the living God, which nourishes up to eternal life. Which babes and children receive their heavenly wisdom from above, from the pure, living God, and not from the earthly one, for that is trodden underfoot with such. And all who hate this light, whose minds are abroad in the creatures, and in the image of the devil, they may get the saints' words, who received their wisdom from above, in their old nature and corruptible mind. But such are murderers of the just, enemies to the cross of Christ, in whom the prince of the air lodges, sons of perdition, betrayers of Christ. Therefore take heed to the light which is oppressed with that nature, which light shall condemn, as it arises, all that evil nature and shut it out and turn it out of the house. And so you will come to see the candle lighted, the house sweeping and swept, and then afterward the pure treasure will be found, and then the name of the eternal God will be exalted. And the same light that calls your minds, which were abroad, out of the world, the same turns them to God, the Father of light. Here the pure mind is known, and the pure God is waited upon for wisdom from above, and the pure God is served night and day, and the peace which has no end is enjoyed. For you may have openings, but your minds going into the lusts of the flesh, here the affections are not mortified, deadened. Therefore, hearken to that, and take heed to that which calls your minds out of the vile affections, and the world's lusts to have them renewed. The same will turn your minds to God, the same light will set your affections above, and bring you to wait for the pure wisdom from God from on high, that it may be justified. Wait all in that which calls your minds inward and turns them to God, and here is the cross witnessed, that the mind shall feed upon nothing but the pure light of God, and on the living food which comes from the living God. So, the Lord God Almighty be with you all, and keep you all in his strength and power to his glory, over all the world, whose minds are called out of it and turned to God, to worship the Creator and serve him, and not the creature. And the light of God that calls your minds out of the creatures turns them to God, to an endless being, joy, and peace. Here is a seeing God always present, who is not known to the world, whose minds are in the creatures, whose knowledge is in the flesh, and whose minds are not renewed. Therefore to you, whose minds are called out of the creatures, and out of the world and fading things, by the eternal light of God, the same eternal light which has turned it and presented it to God, will bring you to see all these things, and those whose minds are abroad in the creatures. And so, judgment will be given upon that, and them who hate the light. And friends, mind the seed of God, and dwell in it, which will bring you to reign over the world. And dwell in the power of the Lord, which will keep you clear in your understanding. That the seed of God may reign in you all, which is but one in all, which is Christ in the male and in the female, which seed the promise is to. Wait upon the Lord, to feel the just to reign over the unjust, and the seed of God to reign over the seed of the serpent, and to be the head, that all which is mortal may die, for out of that will rise presumption. So fare you well, and God Almighty bless, guide, and keep you all in his wisdom. George Fox 57, to a friend in distress when the accuser had got in. In the time of your weakness, the accuser of the brethren is got in, therefore mind the seed of God to cast him out, and what may hinder you from eating the things of the creation? So do not hear that, but mind the seed of the Lord, and you will feel life and dominion. George Fox 58, oh, friends, look not out, for he that does is darkened. And take heed of lightness, take heed of the world and of busying your minds with things not serviceable. A wise man's eye is in his head, but a fool's eye is gazing up and down. Oh, be valiant for the truth upon the earth and tread upon the deceit, and keep to your yes and no, for he that has not power over his own tongue, his religion is vain. And take heed of knowledge, for it puffs up, but dwell in the truth and be what you speak. He that abides not in the truth is led by the evil one. Wait on the Lord, he will perfect his work among you. He that hearkens diligently to the teacher within denies all outward hireling teachers. He that is made the temple of the Holy Spirit places no holiness in the world's temples. The teachers without exalt the carnal mind, but the teacher within destroys it. There is not a word in all the scripture to hold up the practice of sprinkling infants, nor the word sacrament, nor to hold up an hour glass, to preach by for an hour's time in a place. But the vain mind does hold up many things, which Christ does not command. Earth makes masters among earthly men, but let him that rules rule in love, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he that labors, let him labor as to the Lord in love. So let love be the head in all things, and then the Lord is exalted. Then there is no eye service, but singleness of heart. Then all that is done as to the Lord. So be faithful in all things, and keep from the world's vain customs. Do not wear apparel to gratify the proud mind, neither eat nor drink to make yourselves wanton. For it was created for the health, and not for the lust, to be as servants to us, and we servants to God, to use all those things to his glory. To whom be praises, honor, and glory forevermore, who has created all things to his glory, and so to be used and spent. Do not make profession to be seen outwardly, for Christ was condemned by the world, and the formal professors, and all his followers are as wonders to the world. Therefore marvel not if the world hate you, but rejoice. Look not back, but keep forward, knowing that the world is enmity with God. You that know the light, love one another, and dwell in it, and know one another in it. George Fox 59, an exhortation to friends, not to make flesh their arm. Friends, make not flesh your arm power, by carnal reasonings, consultations, and disputings in that part which is above the innocent life, for that needs none to plead its cause, but God its Father, who will give you sufficient strength and wisdom at the same hour. The other shall and will fall as enemies of the Lord. George Fox 60 to friends, to keep in the fear of the Lord. Friends, in every particular, mind that which is pure of God in you, to guide you up to God, and to keep you in the fear of the Lord, that you may receive refreshment from God alone in yourselves, and grow up in the inward man, nourished and strengthened by that which is immortal. And delight in that which shows you the deceit of your hearts, and judges that which is contrary to God, and be obedient to that which is pure. So you will see the Lord God present with you, a daily help, his hand always ordering of you, and as a shepherd always keeping the dogs from his lambs, whom he feeds in green pastures, and waters with his heavenly dew of mercy, who makes them all fruitful. The cry of want and poverty shall be no more heard in the land of the living, but joy, gladness, and plenty. The wearied soul that has lain in the pit and in the mire, and lived in the clouds of temptation, and cried out for want of the Lord, shall cry plentiful redemption, and say, God is our King, who filled heaven and earth, and the voice of our King is heard in our land. So fare you well in the Lord, and the Lord God Almighty keep you and preserve you in his mighty power. George Fox 61. Friends, dwell all in the immortal seed of God, which is heir of the promise of God, and does inherit the same. So every one of you know the promise of God your portion, and the power of God your portion, and the kingdom of God that is everlasting, without end, and the power of an endless life. Being heirs of that, come to inherit it, knowing it your portion, that you may possess it and increase in the same kingdom and power and endless life. Here you lay up treasure in heaven, where the thief, moth, nor rust comes not. And know the seed of God, in which is the election that never alters nor changes, which seed never changes, neither does it submit to that which changes, but stands steadfast and distinct from all the changeables. Which seed ends all types, figures, and shadows, and variable things, and typical things that do change. Which seed does not change, which is Christ, which keeps above all the inventions, rudiments, traditions, vain talkers, and babblers that be in the world, and stands when they will be all gone and have an end. In which seed are power, wisdom, and life eternal, that remains forever and ever, which has the dominion in the life and power, and unchangeable wisdom of God, which is pure and gentle from above, and preserving above all the destroying, which keeps up the heads of the living to life in that live, which seed of God breaks the head of them that go out of the truth, that is, the serpents. And here life goes over all in renown and dominion, and the top stone comes to be laid over all. So live in life and the love and the power of God, which was before man and woman fell. In that power you are kept over all outward things that have been set up and are up in the fall, which cause pride and contention and strife, which, if lived in, keeps out of the power, in which is the saints' everlasting fellowship, that stands and remains and is everlasting, forever and ever. In which power the living seed lives, and the living babes are preserved. In which power they have their food from the God of life, which is living, which nourishes the immortal babes up to the immortal God with the immortal food, through which they come to be the living stones that build up the spiritual household, who are the church in God, who are brought out of the state where Adam and Eve with their sons and daughters are driven from God, up to God again by Christ, the power of God, who is the way to God, where the church is in God, that is the pillar and ground of truth. So all live in that which brings you up to God and out of the state of Adam and Eve and their sons and daughters in the fall. In that power, as I said before, you will have an everlasting fellowship with God and one with another, which power of God was before the fall was. In that power you will know one another and see one another, in which you shall ever be together, in which you shall see and know your election before the world began. So farewell. George Fox 62. All friends, be low and dwell in the life of God to keep you low. You are the salt of the earth to make it savory unto God. You are the light of the world. Therefore walk in the light of Christ, whose light does justify you, who then shall condemn you. Therefore in that dwell which condemns all the evil in the world. George Fox and all friends everywhere, pray to the Lord to give you dominion over all, and that in his power and life and seed you may live and reign. And all friends, submit yourselves one to another, in the fear of God, and be one with the witness of God in all, and look at that, and that will keep you down from looking at the bad. But looking at the good keeps your minds over the bad with the Lord. George Fox 63 to friends, concerning the covenant of light and life. Friends everywhere, to the measure of the life of God in you all take heed, that with it your minds may be guided up to the living God, from where light and life come, and virtue, and strength, and nourishment, so that with the life you may be kept from that which veils and clouds and darkens, where the mist of darkness comes over you. Wherefore to the measure of light take heed, that with it all your minds may be guided up to the Father of life, from where life comes, that the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus you may all come to enjoy, so that in peace, patience, righteousness, and temperance, and godliness you may be kept, and all grow up in brotherly kindness, and be kept from that which causes strife and sects and divisions, so that nothing may rule but the light of God among you. To that which is pure and lowly, take heed, that mastery and strife may be thrown down, and the evil eye and the eye that is put from the life of God may be known and plucked out, so that the light of the glorious gospel may shine, and that you may all know it. And so, all awake to the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of God, whom man was departed from, Christ the righteousness of God, who enlightens everyone that comes into the world, that all men through him might believe. So, all having a light from Christ Jesus, the righteousness of God, he is the way to the Father, whom God gave for a covenant of light, life, and peace. Therefore, everyone in your measures wait, that you may see him, and come to witness the covenant of life and peace with God, receiving his gift, Christ Jesus, the Son and Mediator. So this I warn you all in the presence of the living God, to wait everyone in the measure of light and of life, that you may all come to witness the seal of the covenant, and be led and kept with that which will keep you spotless, clean, holy, and righteous, where power is received from him, who has given you a light. So that in the light you may all have unity, and in it be kept, and all that which is contrary to it, with it may be condemned. And in this covenant of light and life, the gift of God, know one another and him by whom the world was made, who was before the world was, who is now again manifested, glory and honor forever be unto the Lord. That the crown, that is immortal, you may all come to see and receive, and your own crowns lay down at the feet of Jesus. And so, his light being come to, all your own works are ceased from, and your own thoughts, which if you follow them, they will lead you into error. Therefore wait in the light which comes from him by whom the world was made, to receive wisdom from him, that in it and with it you may be preserved from the world, and out of the world to him by whom the world was made. And that wisdom may be justified of her children, and you kept all low in the fear of God, from all strife and deceit, and dissension, and pollution, and hypocrisy, and dissimulation, single with the measure of light which comes from the Father of life. Everyone to feel with the life of God, the arm of the Lord God not to be shortened, but to reach to every one of you all, and to carry you all in his arm, and gently to lead them that are with young. So feeling the presence of the Lord God with you, you receive virtue into your souls from the living God, who nourishes his own living plant and plants. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you in the light, which shows to everyone their evil deeds and reproves for them. This is the true light, which if you come to it and love it, you come to Christ and love him by whom the world was made. And it will let you see the chief shepherd and bishop of your souls, and how you have gone astray, like sheep without a shepherd. For it is that which restores you to Christ, the bishop of your souls, who is the prophet that must be heard. And all who will not come to the light, which comes from Jesus Christ, but hate it because their deeds are evil, they do know that the light will reprove them. Therefore this is their condemnation, the light which is your teacher. Who come to it and receive it, you receive Christ, and he gives the power to become to the sons of God, which many do witness, blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore wait everyone in your measure, to know the scripture fulfilled in you, which came not by the will of man, but was learned of God, which is for the perfecting of the man of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and is to be read and to be fulfilled, and to be practiced, which was given forth from the Spirit. Therefore everyone wait in the measure of the Spirit, to learn of him, as they did who gave it forth. George Fox 64. To Friends in the Ministry. All friends, who are moved of the Lord to speak the word of the Lord, whom the Lord has made to be his mouth, speak not your own words to feed the sensual part of man in your own wills. For there God is not honored, and wisdom is not justified. But you that are moved to speak in steeple houses, or to the priests, who have not the word of the Lord, but only the letter, speak the word of the Lord faithfully, neither add to it with your reason, nor diminish from it with a disobedient mind. But speaking the word of the Lord faithfully, it is sharper than a two-edged sword, to cut down all deceit, and as a fire to burn up the chaff, and it purifies you that speak it. And so as a hammer it will break down all the contrary. And the word is but one, which sanctifies all and cleanses the heart and sanctifies and reconciles to God. and the light is but one, and all being guided by it, all are subject to one and are one in the unity of the Spirit. And if your minds turn from the light and that mind speak of the light, there gets up pride and presumption and the will, and then you begin to strike your fellow servants. Therefore, all dear friends and brethren, be servants to the truth, and do not strive for mastery, but serve one another in love. Wash one another's feet, take Christ for your example, that I may hear of no strife among you, but all walk in the truth and in the love of it up to God, for there you are my joy and crown in the Lord. Children would be striving, but that which would have the mastery must die and shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Therefore mind not high things, but fear and condescend to men of low degree, for the fear of the Lord keeps the heart clean, and the pure in heart see God. And friends, spread yourselves abroad, that you may be serviceable for the Lord and his truth, and get over the head of the wicked, and trample all that which is contrary to God under your among feet, that you may answer that of God in everyone. And him, who was promised to be the covenant of God to the Gentiles, and the new covenant to the Jews, hold forth to them both, that all may know him their leader to God, and the prisoner to come forth unto him. George Fox, 65. This is the word of the Lord to all friends and fellow laborers in the truth, who are subduing the earth and its earthly knowledge and its carnal wisdom, and beating down and thrashing down that, in hope to get forth the wheat and to be made partakers of your hope. I charge you all, dwell in the light which comprehends the world, their evil ways, their will worship self-imposed religion, what they worship and what is their end in all their actions. So that you may yoke the oxen and bridle the horses and tame the wild heifers and bring them to Christ's yoke, that is, to the light, bring everyone unto it to see their way to salvation, and with it everyone may know their condemnation who act contrary to it. Wait all on the Lord, that you may be settled and stayed in the Lord, and to grow up in the light that gave forth the Scriptures, that there may be no stumbling about the words which came from the light. For no creature can read the Scriptures to profit by them, but those who come to the light and Spirit that gave them forth. Love the truth more than all, and go on in the mighty power of God, as good soldiers of Christ, well fixed in his glorious gospel and in his word and power, that you may know him, the life and salvation, and bring up others into it. George Fox, 66. All friends, meet together in the light, that with it you may see the Father of life among you in your meetings. And so, the Lord God of power be with you and keep you. And the Lord God Almighty give you dominion over the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air, the fishes in the sea, and all creeping things. And the Lord God Almighty be with you all. Farewell. And all live in peace, in love, in life, and in the power of the Lord God, and keep your meetings, every one of you waiting in the power of God upon him, that in it you may have unity with God, the Father, and the Son, and one with another. And, dear friends, let wisdom guide you in patience, and do not strive with any in meetings, but dwell in the power of the Lord God, that can bear and suffer all things. And make no strife among friends, but live in that which makes for peace and love and life in which edification is known. George Fox, 67, to friends concerning marriages. Whom God joins together are with the light, which is eternal in the unity, in the covenant of life and of peace, and this marriage is honorable, and this bed is not defiled. For the light leads from all whoredom and adultery, which God will judge. For there is no marriage honorable, but what is in the Lord, and that is in the light, with which light the covenant of life is known and seen, and the faith in Jesus, the gift of God, is received. And they that forbid marriage are out of the light and in the doctrine of devils. And they who are in the light, whom God does join together, let no man put them asunder. For they that seek to do so are in that nature which acts contrary to the light. And this marriage, which is honorable with the children of the light, is seen and known, who are in the covenant of light, and with the light are turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, who leads from all the works of darkness. And none who are in the light are afraid of their deeds being tried, but they bring them to the light to be tried, whether their works be wrought in God. Now who follow the motions of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of their will, and go into the lust of the flesh, such are adulterated from the light, and their marriage is not honorable, and the children of the light cannot approve of them. But whom God does join together, they are led from the evil motions of the flesh. And the children of the light do approve of and justify them. And who follow the motions of the flesh are in the eagerness, lust, extremes, excess, and the hastiness. And that mind is afraid to declare its work, though afterwards is forced by constraint. And that the children of light cannot justify, which is done in that nature contrary to the light. Therefore, the joining together in the light, the children of the light do honor and justify, and the light does not hide from its own. But the darkness hides from the light, and is afraid to be reproved. Therefore, all you children of the light, let your light so shine before men, that the marriage which is honorable may be witnessed, and all that is contrary to the light, condemned. Therefore, let all proceedings in such things, where they are intended, be declared to the children of light, that with that they may have unity, and all the motions and works of the flesh may be condemned, and that the pretense of the spirits moving may not be a cloak or cover for the beastly lust, but that all such proceedings may be searched into by the light, and tried whether they stand in or out of the covenant. Let this be read among all friends. The God of peace and love be with you, that to the Lord of life you may all be a sweet savor, and in the wisdom of the Lord you may all be kept, watching one over another in that which is pure, and waiting for the appearing of that which is good. George Fox 68. Friends, know the life and power of God in yourselves, and in one another, and to that power be obedient, to thresh down all deceit within and without you in wisdom, and in that dwell which comprehends the world, and know the rest, which is for the people of God, which he that believes has entered into. So know the life that stands in God, and all know the power of God, for that power shall never be shaken nor change, but will shake down all that must be shaken and will change. So in that the Lord God Almighty preserve you, which gives you to see, where there is no changing variation nor shadow. George Fox 69. To friends at Malton. All my dear friends at Malton, mind that which is pure in you, so that you may grow up in the power, out of the form. And take heed of deceit and of disputing one with another. Take heed of strife and confusion in your minds. But mind the pure life of God in you, according to your measures, to guide you up to God out of the flesh, and all the ways and works of it, within and without, which that which is pure and holy, calls all unto. So all walk in the wisdom of God, which is given into the pure heart, that none of your nakedness may appear, and men see your shame. But all wait in the Spirit upon God the Father of spirits, to be clothed with his righteousness. So God Almighty keep you and bless you. The blessing of the Lord be with you and among you. I am with you, present in spirit, rejoicing and beholding your faith towards God, which you have in Jesus Christ, though absent in body. And all friends, quench not the Spirit of God in you, but live in the authority of the Son of God and his power, whereby you may be kept on top of the world. George Fox 70. Friends, I do judge all that which is contrary to the life and power of God, even the ground and root of all disputes and strife, which is not of God, but is out of the life of God. I judge its beginning and its ending, and judged it is by the light. And I do judge with the Spirit of truth all foolishness, hastiness, and strife, which are not of God. And all friends, wait in the measure of the Spirit of God, to guide you up to God, and keep you all in peace and unity. Postscript: heed nothing but the life and power of the Lord God, for all that is out of it is and will be confounded. George Fox. 71. To friends, to live in the power of God, in Christ that never fell. Dear friends, all be faithful in the everlasting seed, in which you have life and power, dominion and wisdom, and clothing with that which is immortal, and the blessing of the Lord and peace in the seed Christ, that never fell nor changed, nor will change, in whom you have peace, in whom you have blessings, who takes away the curse. For the peace is in the second Adam that never fell, Christ Jesus, and the blessings and the righteousness are in him. But troubles and the curse and unrighteousness and misery are in Adam in the fall, and all deceitful teachings, ways, and worships. And so, sit not down in Adam in the fall, but in Christ Jesus that never fell. Then in him you will all have life, that was with the Father before the world began. He ends all the types, figures, and shadows, first covenant and priesthood, and ways in the fall in old Adam, Christ that never fell, who is the way, who is the substance. In him, I say, sit down, and then you will all be found in the endless life. For Adam and Eve lost their habitation, and the apostate Christians from the righteousness, from the law, and from the power of God. Therefore you that are come to Christ Jesus the substance, the end of the prophets, in whom you have life, as I said before, who was with the Father before the world began, in him live, and love one another, and serve one another in love, and in the fear and wisdom of God, that is above Adam and Eve's sons and daughters' sensual, devilish wisdom in the fall. And so keep your meetings in the name of Christ Jesus, that never fell, then you will see over all the meetings of Adam and Eve's sons and daughters in the fall, their confused meetings and gatherings, who are out of the habitation of righteousness and holiness, and so out of peace. So in the life, Christ, live, in whom you have peace, keeping your habitation in him, that none be as the untimely figs, nor as the corn upon the housetop, that is soon withered and gone. But that you may live in the seed, the substance, Christ the life, in whom you have riches that never fade away, feeding upon the tree of life, whose leaves heal the nations. So live in unity one with another in the life, Christ Jesus, that the seed may be all your crowns, and so farewell. My love to all friends in the seed of God, Christ Jesus, who was with the Father before the world began. And friends, in the measure of life, which the Father of life has given you, wait with it to be guided, that you all may profit in the life and spirit, that the fruits of it may appear to the glory of the Father of life. George Fox 72. To Friends in the North. Friends, see that all friends professing truth there be kept in order, that no confusion, no pride, filthiness, nor uncleanness be among you. But with the light let all that be judged down and condemned, and cast out, that all in that which is pure may patiently wait to inherit the substance. And in that dwell which brings out of the shadows, types, traditions, ungodliness, unrighteousness, pride, filthiness, lust, and uncleanness. So, the mighty power of the Lord God be with you all, and keep you. And all friends, dwell in the life which comes from God, the Father of life, that with it you may see God, and all may be nourished and fed with the living food which comes from the living God. You babes of God, dwell in the wisdom of God, and in grace that you may grow up in the wisdom and the grace of God. So, the mighty power of the Lord be with you all, and keep you in obedience to the light, out of the evil of the world, which light condemn it. Let this go to all them that dwell in the light, whose minds are turned towards Jesus, the way to the Father. Let that be burnt up which the light does discover to be evil, and condemns it. And to you this is the word of the Lord. George Fox 73. Concerning tithes. All friends who are in the eternal light, you see the figures, the shadows, and the types, the beginning and ending of them, and with the light you come to see the substance of things shadowed and figured forth. So all in the light dwell, that with it you may come to know the ministry of life and the ministry of condemnation, that with the light you may come to witness the substance, Christ Jesus. And with the light you will see what the apostle meant when he spoke of tithes and offerings and of the changeable priesthood, and when he spoke of the substance of those things he had before spoken of. Who with the light denied the first priesthood, the tithes and offerings that were changeable? And now, with the light, the changeable priests are denied, and the unchangeable ministry of life witnessed, and the law that gave tithes and the commands about them, with the light, you see, are ended. And with the light God is seen, who was before those things were. And the end of those things you come to see, Christ Jesus, the sum and the substance of them. So all you that are summoned with writs, which come from the courts above, to answer because you cannot pay tithes, keep to the light in you which comes from Jesus Christ, that with the light you may all come to see Jesus, the sum and substance, and the end of all the before mentioned tithes and offerings. And so, according to the light of Christ in them all, speak, that to it their minds may be guided, and declare the truth to them, which is agreeable to that of God in everyone's conscience. And bear witness to the sum and substance, Christ Jesus, and show forth that to them all. And declare it to the highest courts in the nation, when you suffer for the testimony of Jesus, that you witness to the substance, Christ Jesus, who is ascended far above all the principalities and powers, and that you witness to the ministry of life. And show forth the substance to them, if you have an opportunity, showing to them that you suffer for conscience' sake. And so over the world stand, and over all their evil works, and bring all men's works to the light. And being guided by the light, it will let you join to none of their vain inventions that are acted and made in that nature that is contrary to the light. It will bring you to witness the sum and substance, Christ Jesus, over all the world. And so, if the spoilers take your personal property, let them go, and let them take the coat also. And keeping to the light which comes from Jesus, to that of God in everyone's conscience you will be manifest, and keeping clear your consciences, with it all that which is contrary will be condemned. And so, everyone keeping to the light, it will let you pay no tithes to the hirelings, nor join with them in this, but it will bring you to witness the sum and substance, Christ Jesus. For the tithes and offerings were ministered in the first priesthood's time, and it was glorious in its place. But with the light was and is seen, the beginning, their time, and the end of them, and with the light, the sum and substance, Christ Jesus, is witnessed. and all in the light dwell to guide you, that to that of God and all consciences you may be made manifest, that they that imprison you for tithes and resist the light of Christ in their own particulars, that over them all you may stand, being guided by that which is pure, that it may lead you to act so that no condemnation upon your actions may come. For who act contrary to the light do act, his actions are condemned. So that you may stand in the light over all the world, which light comprehends and condemns the world, and with it you may witness the end of the shadows. And unto you this is the word of the Lord God, and none act anything in your own wills, but who act contrary to the light and pay tithes go to the changeable, and with the unchangeable are cast out from the children of light. And so the children of light are one in the light, and with the light see the body, and Christ Jesus the head, and are all one in him. Where did any sue one another for tithes under the first priesthood? But with the light the primitive Christians witnessed Christ Jesus, the substance of the things typified in the first priesthood's time. To the light of Christ Jesus in all your consciences, which comes from Christ, I speak, that you may see what you act, and that such as are sued for tithes may look to the sum and substance, the unchangeable priest Christ Jesus. George Fox 74. My dear friends, live in the immortal seed and power of the Lord God, that you may meet in that, and in that feel one another. And live in the Spirit, in which you will have unity and peace, and the spiritual weapons, to cut down the spiritual enemies of your peace. And dwell in the life and power of God, that you may have dominion, and come to witness that you are the heirs of the power of an endless life, and of a world whereof there is no end. And so in this keep your meetings. And dwell in the peaceable seed, which destroys that which causes troubles, wars, and fightings. In that dwell, which was before that was, in that will you have life and peace everlasting. And living in the seed, you will see the everlasting commander who said, "Do not swear at all." And the witnesses of the true seed say the same. And this is the command of the royal seed, who is the everlasting commander among the believers and to all others. And they that believe not in the light, it condemns them, being in the evil. The oath bound to God in the time of the law and the prophets. But Christ, the oath of God, the everlasting covenant, ends the law and prophets, who brings up to God and destroys the devil and ends strife and oaths and fulfills the law and the prophets. And the everlasting command of the royal seed is to love enemies, which the Jews were allowed to destroy. For you are all brethren, not ruling in lordship like Jews and Gentiles, but the greatest shall be as the least among you. For the seed is one in all, and that is the master, who destroys the devil. And to respect men's persons is a transgression of the royal law. Let there be no such thing among you. But let everyone believe in the light, and then in it see their salvation, and you will receive power to become the sons of God. Let no one have but one wife, for Christ has but one, his church, which is his people. So in the power and in the bed of purity, in the singleness of virginity, and in the beauty of holiness live, where righteousness and holiness and truth dwell together, and peace in the kingdom of power, where is the everlasting joy, peace and dominion and victory, where the bed is not defiled, but the marriage that is honorable is known, in that live. About am I compassed with the virgins pure, and the undefiled ones are my joy. The virgins trimmed with oil in their lamps, enter in with the bridegroom. And all you virgins pure, lose not the ornaments of the Lord, but wait, that you may be married to the Lamb in the everlasting marriage, and remain with him in the world that is without end. George Fox, top back letters, next letters.